JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Garden Group sets out to improve safety for children in schools all across the island. And later our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're heading Roundabout JA.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-991-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Several early childhood, primary, and special needs schools are to be upgraded over the next 5 years at a cost of $15 million. The project, dubbed 15 over 5, Guarding Our Nation's Children, is an initiative of Guardian General Insurance Jamaica Limited, GGJ. GGJ President Karen Burasing says the project will last for 5 years and will seek to improve the safety of students while at school.
We pledge to invest $15 million over 5 years targeting the educational sector. The project scope targets the safety and protection of our children whilst in school.
The company has partnered with the Ministry of Education, which submitted a list of schools recommended for the upgrading. A team from Guardian visited the schools and conducted needs assessments. The first two schools to be selected for upgrades are Mountain View and Almontown Primary, both in Region 1. Areas to be improved include bathroom facilities and stairways. The project will also see the fencing of the school grounds, construction of railings, building of school gates, and lighting improvements in classrooms and stairways. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites commended Guardian on the launch of the project and pledged the ministry's support in its implementation.
The initiative that you are undertaking resonates with the ministry's policy prioritization of early childhood and special education. And the Ministry of Education would be pleased to collaborate with Guardian General as requested in informing schools across the island about the project criteria, as well as participating in the evaluation process.
Several schools are yet to be chosen for upgrades. The GGJ team could visit your school next. Participation in education has been increasing steadily due to population growth, demands for a highly trained workforce, and positive participation from parents who send their children to school. Be a responsible citizen. Send your child to school. Part of Goal 1, Outcome 2 of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Known as Mr. Versatile, he's a saxophonist and a trumpeter who, like many of the greats, attended Alpha Boys School. He was a member of the Jamaica Military Band in the 1950s and is one of the only two original members of the Scatolites still alive. His debut solo album, Bangarang, was released on Palmer Records in 1969. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Lester Ska Sterling. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks so much for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.